then whatever happens, happens. We're streaming now. But yeah, then whatever happens, you know, I'll just deal with it as it goes. I don't think I usually have this one up. So, how you doing, Chris?
I don't usually have this one up. He's looking at his penis.
No, I'm not looking at my penis. Although we will be, you know, looking at Tom and Bunny, I think, today. There are actually a few things that I was interested in. You know, while we were gone, a lot of people really wanted us to look at the God damn it. A lot of people really wanted us to look at what's his name? Matt Taibbi on Gutfeld. Did you see he was on Gutfeld?
Maybe I saw a screenshot when someone sent it. Maybe someone tagged me on Twitter or something. There's some subs here. Obviously, we haven't been here for a while, so that makes sense. Fucking.
Why is it paywall, Chris James? What's that?
We're so back. ECT by Radio Shack. Jerk Universe subscribing tier one. New card smell subscribing. Double Neg says subscribe to tier one. Gutshot, let's go. Cyber Arcanist, it's storming again. And Robin,
okay, it is raining today. Okay,
happy September Fish. Kachamax subscribing tier one, 7 months. Yeah, what paywall? Who's paywall? Chris James,
I don't know what that is.
That's a weird thing to call me because I have a lot of stuff not behind the paywall.
Yeah, not behind the paywall.
Coolin, this is not behind the paywall. Coolin subscribing tier one, 7 months.
It's October 15th. There. God damn. Everybody's trying to take me down.
Chris wants to keep his Shocktober name behind the paywall. I see. Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Now that. I understand. That's a reference. That's a Shocktober reference, everyone who's listening to Shocktober.
Chris the Pussy.
Yeah, that one's even Lou Mega Freak subscribing to 1 8 months. Chris keeps talking about building a paywall. Yeah, the paywall just got 10 feet taller.
We will. I put it in the doc, everybody. The Matt Taibbi on Gutshot. I think after Shocktober, we will do One Guys Plus. And then I'll be in Alaska, and when we get back, I promise we'll do the Matt Taibbi gut shot. Because I hear he tried to do some jokes, which I don't think that's his normal job.
Weeboo Pleb subscribing to tier one. Yeah, that's... Listen, I'm... I always love to see people trying to be funny, and then they're not able to be. It's one of my favorite things to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be something. I do have
Stern Shocktober was brutal. That was yeah.
Tough. That
it was
tough.
It was really oh, I hated it.
Double Neg Bubba is not live from anywhere, but he has been giving his opinion on Palestine and Israel. I don't think I'm going to play that on
Yeah, you're going to want to give that probably a quick run through first. Yeah. You're gonna want to get at least comb over that audio yeah. before playing it on a stream.
Maybe tomorrow I'll give it a quick listen and see what he says, because I'm not oh yeah, somebody did find Tom Sex Club and I don't remember what it was, but I'm sorry guys, it's been 2 weeks. And yes, somebody asked what I'm doing in Alaska. People have been asking me that a lot. I am going to do what I do at home.
Jerk off.
Jerk off.
Regularly.
I am not going to jerk off at home. I'm going to do what I do at home. Like, probably look at my phone.
You got to do Legos?
Hot springs. No. I did that once, and it's just.
You can't, it's hard to bring them all the Legos around with you and stuff and answer all the questions and everything when you have to, like,
that's not hard. It's bringing
Sloppy Batman subscribing tier one, 6 months says Matt Diamond. We got a Matt Diamond fan.
Brian is going to watch Opie live stream while his wife sees the Aurora Borealis. That is,
yeah,
basic. I'm thinking about taking my phone because the weather there at the time that we're going to be there is such that I can't spend a lot of time outside. So it might just be look at the aurora, come in and sit at a computer.
Yeah, that's kind of that. Hey, that's fun though. You could go to some indoor places as well. Like I said, I mean, they're well equipped for the weather out there. So yeah, you're not gonna, you know, the life is lived in cold weather out there. So they, you know, you're gonna be able to do some stuff.
Yeah. Dolph Jongren asked if shock jocks were ever funny. Yes, we don't play that stuff as the problem.
Well, Ron and Fez are technically shock jocks, I guess, and they're funny. Ron Bennington, Helium Spoons. I mean, Howard Stern, old Howard Stern was funny.
Yeah. Howard Stern was great.
That's old Opie and Anthony was funny. When, like, not usually them, but mostly like the comics on it. But like that was funny as well.
That's sort of what. Yeah. So Chris, you see this Bubba exclusive interview? He has somebody from Israel calling into a show.
That's what we're looking for. I mean, that's so, it's 4 hours long, but that's the whole show. That's the whole
probably,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. It's on really early in the morning. Sometimes I'll like just check it out or whatever. I won't listen to it, but I'll notice it when I'm like looking for other shows to call. And then I'll, you know, as you know, sometimes I'll call and cause trouble.
Yeah, you will. So Tom and Bunny are back. Somebody did send me a clip of send me one that said they said you have to watch this because of the story that Bunny tells about being in the dungeon.
No. Well, no, you can't get an Anthony update because we do those on Shocktober, unfortunately. So we're gonna be recording Shocktober on Tuesday, Bob and Tom.
We'll check in with Anthony and see how it's affecting Opie. Should we see what Opie's up to real quick?
Well, we'll hang on. Oh, God.
What? Just well, real just quick. Like, let's see what his videos are. I'm not saying.
Oh, that's. No, look at the first.
Oh, fear-mongering news rant. It looks like he's sucking on a penis.
Balls Watterson subscribing tier 1, 6 months. Hey, welcome back, Balls Watterson. Thank you.
Is your wife single? Tuesdays at Gebhard. Oh, now it's Tuesdays at Gebhard. Is that what we're doing now?
Oh, they've rebrand?
Yeah, I guess. But there is a beer show. We do have a beer show. Let's do a beer show.
Oh, hell yeah. Remember,
right before we left, there was a beer show before, and it had that really annoying guy on it. Let's see.
Oh,
let's find it. That one guy, not Robert. Okay.
That's it right there, the beer show episode.
Yes!
Drums, baby. Who loves drums? Where are my drum head,
baby?
Where are my drum heads at? And look at this this intro is very artistic. Like, this is making me having all these feelings and everything. It's like the mist of it, and it's like this. Oh man, such an emotional intro.
I'm so happy about the drums. I can't believe it. It blew my mind. Here we go.
You can all admit this is artistic, right? Like, we can hate a guy and admit when he does something artistic.
I'm so curious at what the joke is here. Because remember, maybe this is a Robert joke. Maybe.
No. This is just a good intro, man.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Look at this. Absolutely beautiful. Look at that. That's art.
How are you, bro? You got anything?
Still so loud. The drums are always so loud.
Time travel fade? Is real. That's all the proof we need. Just kind of a crack. We missed part, like we missed something. So we don't get that joke, but it's probably a good joke. I wonder how drunk this guy's named Matt. What's his name?
Yeah, Matt. Matt's usually pretty drunk.
He's like, we watched a little clip, I think on a Shocktober recently, right? And he was just so drunk.
Yeah. Like,
so drunk.
They did the drum. So we do have to let that go, but yeah, they're still just sitting at a table. Maybe they'll move around a little bit, you know? Matt's so drunk.
Yeah. Not yet. You're still getting warmed up.
Whatever it is, it's caught in his beard.
What do you call his beard again?
Oh, thick boy. He's got the thick boy beard on today.
Littlefoot's got a thick boy.
Littlefoot and thick boy on your.
Now, look who's here.
Wait. Also, is it just me? I could be going a while. I haven't heard it for a while, but it's like, it feels like the audio is somehow worse. It sounds like somehow like this, someone got stuck on the microphone or something. Cause like you can't hear. No, like on like the onboard mic, like on the, you know, wherever the microphone is on the computer.
Can I ask, like, why don't they move the camera back and let Robert have a seat at the table between them? Why does he just stand behind them? Like, what is the thing there?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like he always has these ideas for his jokes, like you said, or his bits. You know, this is maybe one of his classic long bits.
You think so? Or Opie just doesn't feel like telling him to go away. I don't understand why
Opie. No, Opie loves it, man. Opie loves it. Opie's like, thinks it's so funny. He's like, oh my god, did you see like Robert just standing there the whole time? Like, so club random.
Home,
yeah, growing up in Winterbeer. You want to try a beer?
Sure.
What do you got today?
Well, for you, this one's a smoked Helles Lager.
Smoked?
Yeah.
Can I show the can?
Yeah.
Nope.
So it's from Fifth Hammer. They're in Queens. These guys are incredible. They make wonderful New York beer.
So fascinating.
And they've got live music most of the time. Bunch of different wonderful styles.
I don't think they're drunk yet, Chris.
Oh, look at that logo. That logo's badass.
This one's a little smoky.
Helles Lager. There you go, Bale. Instagram. Helles
Instagram.
Lager, that's badass.
Yeah, he's wait. On Instagram cheers. Too, I think.
Cheers, hit the table for the god, the stupid cheers. Spanish king.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Look at Robert's stupid fucking ass back there. I hate that fucking piece of shit. Like, I know you can't be saying stuff like this because he's like a real guy, but if I seen that guy in real life. Oh man, I hate this. Look at him.
New card smell with a really good point. You know, in his head, Opie has already designated which one of these guys is Jim and which is Sam.
Oh yeah. Hey, Rivka Marie.
Hey, hey.
Subscribing tier one says cheers.
Oh yeah. Try it, please. Wow.
Okay, Robert.
Wait, what else we tasted?
That edit fucking ruled, man. He said taste it to Robert. Robert took a drink, and then they cut to Opie talking again.
Robert is like, he's like a little baby or something, the way they treat him. Like, he's like not like a full, like, guy, like a full adult kind of guy, you know?
No.
It's because he's like rich and he probably never had to do anything for himself.
He did have a mansion.
Bacon? Or is that stupid?
Part of the smoke, but no, that's not stupid.
Okay.
A lot of smoked beers come out with like a smoked ham bacon flavor.
Oh.
Epic.
Neato.
Love and hate.
Hey, Mr. Viper Twitch.
Oh my God, Chris. Did you hear what he just said?
I didn't hear because it was a sub.
One second.
Yeah, go back. Mr. Viper Twitch gifting a sub to Skirkle.
All right, here he goes. Here he goes.
Hades, loving Hades, Jesus.
Oh, shit. He said it Hades at first. Now, my computer's doing that thing again.
Why is it doing the slow load?
I don't know why it keeps doing
God. I mean, God, I mean, sometimes it's great to have that slow load. Like if you're in a playroom or whatever.
Oh, yeah. If you take a short amount of time to get a load, it doesn't feel as good generally. Opie. Yeah. Well, I'm going to reload.
Oh, yeah. At least we got more drums.
Oh, yeah. That's important to me. This is not a flub.
This is a technical flub. There's something wrong with your computer. That's on you.
There's nothing wrong with my computer. It's the page.
I don't know if it's the page.
Fucker. Now I'm mad.
People are putting the flub in the chat. I mean, I didn't even think it was one, to be honest. But then I started seeing it in the chat so much, and I was like, it started making me think, like, that could actually have been one, yeah.
We'll see if this one works. You guys want to see if this
works? Ryan, what kind of internet are you working on? Are you hardwired in or
hardwired fiber? Good.
Fiber hardwired. What type of upload speed are we talking?
You want me to look? Let me get a look here.
Let's take a look right now. What kind of
speedtest.com?
At least he's hardwired in, folks. Give it up for Brian for being hardwired in. Let's give it up in the chat. Let's have a speed test.
How's that look?
Oh, wow. Okay. What? This guy knew he was bringing something, but he was so fucking confident that I knew that he had something going on.
Slow.
Yeah, some people are like real true pros, and they're like dealing with, you know, really, really fast internet. But you
my
know,
internet is really fast. It says it right there. So yeah. I guess you all can kiss my fucking ass. Going back to Tom and Bunny. Oh shit, I closed that page out. Well, we're going back here. Back here. Over here. And I got to get my stream doc here. This is a mess. Everybody, you know, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't much. And, you know, but it bothers me. Just to let you know, my unprofessionalism actually bothers me. So
wait one second. What was yours at?
2 something.
Oh, yeah. Mine's at like 1,000.
3.3.
Mine's at like 1,000.
Okay.
Mine's at 929.55. Is that download speed or upload speed?
I don't know. But they're saying in the chat, let's perv in. And we have Tom and Bunny up. So you guys want to perv?
Let's do it. Let's perv it.
Look at it go. Look at the spinny boy go around.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny, and we want to let you know that TomsTrips.com sponsors all of our videos, and without them, we couldn't be producing these videos. Hey everyone, we're
Wait until the moving truck is done. Like, you know, it's too loud beside the camera. It's too loud. It's too loud. You gotta wait. You have to wait or do it in a different location.
I mean, why do they do it? Why do they do it in front of the place? What's the
that? Can you go back so we can hear the, like, you know what I mean? Like the difference. Yeah, it's so shocking. You can't have that on a video. Like, you gotta get like just a room tone or whatever.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny, and we want to let you know that TomsTrips.com sponsors all of our videos, and
sponsors.
Without them,
yeah, they did
we
say
couldn't
sponsors.
Be producing these videos. Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny. We're coming to you from Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida.
I just have to know, TomsTrips.com. Why do they have mics? Like, don't they usually have mics on them?
Like, yeah, they do sometimes. Mics? Yeah.
So why
but
does
this
it
time
always sound like this?
Yeah, I think it might be a case of not using the mic. Oftentimes when people, we've seen this a lot before where they plug in the mic and then they're not using it. It's still just using the other one or whatever.
Fair enough.
Yes, so secret that it's actually on a major highway.
So secret that we're putting it all over YouTube.
It is on a major... Wait, Bunny. You don't say it's on a major highway. Wow, that's surprising. I wasn't completely aware of that based on the audio. Like, we can tell that it's a highway right there. We can tell you're looking at a highway right now.
Very secret. All right, Tom and Bunny, let's go.
Yikes. Sorry about this, everyone. We'll work on it. Getting some internet. What we'll do is we'll get internet classes for Brian so he
can. First of all, this has nothing to do with my internet.
Well, you could need classes on how to use the internet, is my point.
I know how to use the internet. All right, here we go.
If everyone throw down so we can get those classes.
Yeah, many of you have asked to videotape this, so So we're doing this. We're shouting out to all of you. Like I said, this is definitely a must place to come.
And we are doing.
It's a must place to come to.
Oh wow! Isn't that Rivka? That's very smart. Download them and play them locally and just share them with me. No. That's actually too fucking smart.
Yeah, I could.
That's actually as that. Too
I could, smart. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because usually it works.
We're doing this because of request. So if you want us to videotape a specific place.
Oh, we got audio suppression, noise suppression. That's a noise suppression filter. Everyone can hear that. Bulls Watterson gifting a tier one sub to Must Come Fast.
Landlord Jail says, are they next to the fucking freeway? Yes. They just
yes, no, they are. Just to clarify, yes, they're actually directly beside it. The actual camera is on the freeway, beside the freeway, like it's on the shoulder.
We did not think about it. So, all right, so come on in, and we're going to take you in a secret hideaway.
Okay. That's kind of a flex. Could it be like for most people they're not allowed to do this, but for old daddy over here it's totally fine.
I like this one. This one's pretty clean.
This one actually, I gotta say, this kind of looks nice.
Yeah.
It looks like a movie theater.
Yeah.
It does.
Still loud as fuck.
But the lob, wait, they got fish tanks. That's kind of classic sex club stuff. But yeah. But the fish tank is a little bit not that classy, maybe.
Verbatim's right. It looks like a dispensary.
But it's cleaner than most of the ones we see, I will say. Like it.
We haven't gotten to the back yet.
You're right. This appears better. This is the first one that I've seen where I'm not like, I wouldn't be immediately turned off.
You'd want to go.
I wouldn't want to go. Well, yeah, movie theater.
So, Secret Hideaway, it used to be a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
Vanilla Hotel. And remember, let's go back and tell
they
everybody.
They laugh at that. Laugh at the idea of a vanilla hotel, which is just, by the way, that's like a hotel that all of you and I go to. And that is the funniest joke in the world to them. They're like hotel. Imagine the hotel where you can't go to all the rooms and fuck whoever. Come on.
It is funny the way that they said it because it was like, I wonder if they go a hotel where you can't fuck a stranger is fucking
it's a vanilla hotel. Like every hotel, which by the way, lots of people have sex in those hotels.
Oh yeah.
But he's still saying it's like, and they have crazy sex.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like people have wild sex and stuff, but it's still a vanilla hotel to him because you don't have sex with random people.
Yeah. It's vanilla as hell.
Billy Mumfries.
No. Right. So if you don't have a passport, don't worry about it. So now we are.
I don't know. I can't.
Billy Mumfries subscribing. Thanks for subscribing, Billy Mumfries. I just heard if you don't have a passport, don't worry about it. What?
Wait, maybe it's a sex passport. Maybe there's a sex passport.
Can you go back?
No. Yes, I can, but I don't think it's going to do any explaining.
You do not have to travel internationally. No.
Right. Oh. So if you don't have a passport, don't worry about it.
We are
on a main highway.
They're riffing, Chris.
So you're saying because it's within the country?
Yes. Yes.
So like every place that they go to is like, you don't need a pass. Like that's just a weird, it's a weird way to put it.
I have no idea. I don't think that they leave the country. They go to Jamaica.
They go to Jamaica. But yeah, for the most part, I think they're all in America. It's just such an odd description to like, hey, you don't need a passport to come here. Yeah, I know.
They're riffing.
I understand how travel works, you know.
You would need a passport to come there, Chris.
I would need a passport. You would not because
they're lying.
Not Canadian. Yeah.
We are literally in the middle of the city, restaurants everywhere. That while they do have restaurants here and everything on the weekends,
Brian?
There's all kinds of great places.
Brian?
Yes?
Can you please go to Secrets Hideaway Resort and Spa and see the menu? It's, let's find out the name of the restaurant inside of Secrets Hideaway Resort and Spa. Folks, someone in the chat, please.
I want to chat. Find us.
Track down that menu and link it. So it's menu time, maybe.
And Rich Talk did say they have restaurants on the weekend. What, all these places only do food on the weekends. And
You know what? Do you want to hear something, Brian, that I heard?
What?
I heard that the food sits there all week.
I'm sure it's either that or like
it sits there all week, Brian, and they don't have a refrigerator, and then they come in and they just cook it all up.
I tend to believe that owners of the place and the employee, like at the strip club, I used to go to the strip club that had like a
interesting.
Yeah, when I was 22.
But still, I didn't. Like, I never regularly. Like, I went with my friends as like a sort of a goof around one, you know, like a couple of times on like my friend's birthday or whatever. But I would never regularly go.
I've probably been to the titty bar like 15 times.
Maybe. That to me is not like that. You are you're like one of the sickest individuals I've ever talked to. As I'm concerned, the fact that you've gone 15 times, it's like you might as well be Larry Flint as far as I'm concerned with those kind of numbers.
I knew people at some of them too. These were people that I like grew up with and shit. Like, some of the women were people I grew up with and I was friends with and stuff. And
oh, I see. So you, that's really kind of, so you would go and watch them get.
No, I wasn't there to watch them dance. I was there to.
But did you? But I would always turn my head over whenever they would dance. This guy, he's like, I was there for the chicken strips.
No, and that's what I'm trying to say about the chicken strips, by the way. That you cut me off when I was just about to say.
Okay. That
they had each of the girls bring a covered dish for a buffet at Rachel's, the club I used to hang out at, and Sinbad's, both of them.
You had multiple clubs that you were a regular.
Sinbad's, Rachel's, and the Platinum Fox.
Three. He had three clubs that he was a regular at. Sex clubs.
They weren't sex clubs. You couldn't have sex at them.
Oh, you don't think people were having sex in the back room of those places?
Oh, and Cahoots. You're I used to go to Cahoots too, but that was
four folks. Where it keeps by the end of the stream, it's gonna be double digits. He's gonna finally admit to it. He's like, I've gone over 1,000 times.
No, I've been to a lot of stuff.
I was there this morning. Yeah.
Well, and no, I haven't been to a strip club in like. It would have to be 15 years, 20 maybe. 20.
Yeah, probably banned from all of them.
No, I'm not banned. I could go to one right now if I wanted to. Oh, Columbus Gold. I went to that one a few times too. And Vanity. and Private Dancer over on Traby Road. I went like.
So how many are we at? Seven now? He's now admitted to going to seven? God. I thought I was joking. But that's wild. Okay. Oh, hang on.
A lot of strip clubs. It is like I'm a 45 year old. I'm 44 years old.
Yeah. So
it's not a lot in the lifespan of a guy that lives in a town.
Hang on a second.
Strip clubs. Oh, and Plush. We went to.
Hang
Plush.
On a second. How long? Eight. How long ago did you say was the last time you went to a strip club?
It would have been 2000. God damn it.
No, what was the number you said?
10, 15, or 15, 20 years?
15 years ago. Listen, he now says 20 because 15 is bad because this guy's got 18-year-old. That means 3-year-old baby at home. He's out at the strip club pulling his bun. I mean, come on, man. Show some responsibility.
I didn't even think about that. Okay. Sometimes you just do stuff, you know what I mean?
Years.
With your boys, you know, you and the boys are going to a.
I don't think I've been to one probably, since probably like over 15 years.
I also don't jack off. I've never jacked off at a strip club.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that, and I've never been to a sex club. So
you told me that you're like. You told me that when you go, it's like you're just like picturing. Oh, I can't even say it.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
I'm not playing pocket pool, and I don't wear sweatpants. Columbus Gold is very that's because they can't build strip clubs downtown in Columbus. Yeah. You have to go to the suburbs.
Okay, let's turn the thing back on.
I'm just telling that because they're acting like.
No, and you're literally right next door to Disney World.
Well, not right next door, but you're a few minutes away.
A few minutes away in SeaWorld and stuff
Yeah, they don't they're not going to let Disney World be that close.
Don't say that.
You're a little ways away. Bunny at least recognizes. Bunny's like, well, you're not right beside.
And that's not something we want to advertise.
Yeah, that's not like part of the thing.
Hey, when you and the family are staying at the Disneyland Resort, maybe, you know, you put the kids to bed.
Head on over
to Club Secrets Hideaway.
Ghost of Ghost Dad, Disney Adults Who Swing, there's got to be a big amount of Disney Adults Who Swing. Definitely.
There should be. I mean, I'm not even fully convinced that all the hotels at Disney are vanilla. There might be a non-secret vanilla one that they're
Well, yeah, I mean, Verb Abrams, so there's the one place, Epcot Center. an anonymous gifter gave Strip Club Vet a tier one sub. That's for you, Bri.
It's for you, Chris. You've been the one, too.
So if you want to actually come visit Disney World and you don't have kids with you,
Tom.
This might be the place to stay.
Okay, Tom. Yes.
Bunny is like, all right, Tom, let's move it along. Stop talking about the family fucking resort.
He said he's specifically going to Disney Adults. Because he said if you come to Disney and you don't have kids,
yeah,
this might be the place to stay. Because this is a sex hotel.
So, can you fucking... Oh, it's just like going for a Disney / sex holiday is... Just so fucking weird, man. So fucking weird, dude.
I mean, what if it's the cheap? Okay, I'm gonna ask this, and you can ask the chat and Chris. Chris, I want to ask you, what if Secrets Hideaway is the cheapest hotel, and you're going to Disney World?
No.
What do you do there? What do you do?
No, well, first off. Right. As you know, I have a child on the way.
Snacks after a baby is born. You can still do it.
Yeah. No, I get it. But you know, I'm not going to bring my child to Secrets Hideaway, my baby.
What about if you were on a honeymoon?
I'm not going to.
Right?
It's because I said it's kind of nice earlier. I'm not. Listen, I would. There is not a single situation other than for the purposes of this thing we do, guys, in the stream and stuff, like for content or whatever. There's no reason why I would ever go here. You couldn't like make me go here. You know what I mean?
Not even trying to make it. What I'm saying is, you're going. You want to go to Disney World to go on the Star Wars rides?
That's fair. I might want to. Okay.
And you start looking up hotels, and you're like, "Fuck, these hotels are so expensive here." And then up comes Secrets Hideaway and Resort. It's $100 less a night.
$100 less, Bri.
Yep.
You're talking to me about $100 less.
$100 less per night.
Poochie, thank you for the raid. Brian's just posed this question to me that if I was going to Disney World and Secret Hideaway was $100 cheaper. So how much is the most expensive one?
With $300 a night.
Or at least
$300. One that's a okay. Nice one, though. That's a nice hotel.
And this is $200.
$200 a night. Yep.
I'm going to the normal hotel. Nope.
You would stay here and you would lie and say you're at the normal hotel. So
I would go to the normal hotel, and if I couldn't afford it, I wouldn't go on the trip.
You also don't have to have sex here either.
You have to walk
through the playrooms to get to your room or whatever. And there's probably people sucking them fucking in the hallways, like in front of your door and stuff.
Yeah, that's but what I don't want to
go in one room, watch TV.
I'm not like you. You're not put off by any of it. You know
I am put off by it. I wouldn't do it. Well, I probably would. I'm cheap in that way. And in like the cheapest way, I'm going to Alaska in November because I'm very cheap.
I think it'd be the perfect place to stay.
Now, real quick, This is unlike any other resort we've been to.
Okay.
Most resorts are, you go there and all the rooms look the same. Basically, it's owned by the resort. Mm-hmm. We were just at a resort this weekend, same thing.
Jesus Christ, Tom.
This one here, they actually bought the hotel, and they're selling the rooms, and the people who buy them renovate them. So they no longer look like hotels.
Wait.
First of all, did he say remnate, number one?
But this is a weird
situation.
It's a timeshare scam.
It is a timeshare in a way.
It's some sort of a, but also it's like, so who you're counting on one individual then for like the clean.
Well, you buy a room. I guess do they pay you for the people that stay in the room? Like, sort of like you buy the room and you have.
Yeah, this is something weird, man.
Yeah.
This is like a fucking, like something like criminal thing or something. Like, I can't say that. I don't think that's actually true, but like, do you know what I mean? This is like the type of thing that like some like type of criminal enterprise would do to like launder their money or whatever.
Condos.
Right. So definitely, like if Tom and I, or even if you want to buy a little piece of this little
slice,
it is definitely
heaven.
a slice of heaven. You can actually buy one and you can design it the way that you want to and
be a part owner in something. Now, the way it works is when you buy
a hotel room
and you make.
Do you see on this TV in the background? So Poochie said that they checked and there's nothing explicit in the background. But right here, they have like the fitness center on the screen. Yeah. It's a regular woman jogging.
Yeah. You would not want to see Tom drunk. He's one of those intense guys, I think, terrifying. You know.
Make it a condo.
He fucking shot his dick up with some random juice from a guy, man, when he got too fucked up one time.
Yeah, if you didn't see him with that other sex Tom, man, this is a real dick measuring contest.
Oh, buddy. All
fun and games.
Yeah, he's not. You can tell that he gets like intense sometimes. He's just like, you know, like he's like, you want to fuck my wife, huh? You know, like staring at you all fucking scary and shit.
Did that other sex Tom kissed Bunny on the lips? Remember that?
That was weird.
That was great. I wish they would do Tom and Bunny.
I wish Tom would get involved. And I like, does anyone know? Can you see them have sex in any way?
I don't. Somebody recently was like, I don't think Tom and Bunny have sex with each other.
Oh, I think I said that. I said that. Yeah. I think that I don't think that they do anymore, that they just have sex with other people.
But
just out of curiosity, I think I've maybe asked before, but out of curiosity, I'm not going to go look at it myself. That's not like appropriate. But you know, I gotta stay professional, but I would like to know if they have videos of themselves.
Well, somebody came real close to getting his hog. He was like at hedonism, standing naked, and they had like a water fountain going to cover his penis. Like Tom goes a little wild out there.
Oh yeah, Tom is like, I mean, that story about him injecting his dick with random shit. Like he's like fucked up. Like he's like, he gets like all weird and wild and like high and shit. Like not even on drugs, maybe just like high on like sex, you know?
You basically can come here anytime you want all year long. However, your condo is a like a partnership.
Oh, hang on.
The other time it needs to be available for people to rent.
Pause. So don't click that link.
I did click the link. It didn't go nowhere.
I think you got to delete that. I think
I didn't click. There's nothing there. There's seriously nothing there. I clicked it.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing's there. But nothing. Somebody has found it. Somebody has found it, right? Because people are saying, oh, God. Oh, God.
No, I think they're.
Oh, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Fucking around because I clicked it.
Okay. Trust me.
I was like, I got to see this.
Oh, okay.
I was going to be like, well, that's it for tonight, Chris. I'm going to go ahead and.
So there's no. There's no.
There are no.
Okay.
All right.
I clicked it.
And then you do a commission split. Partnership.
Okay, so yeah, it's a
partnership. So it works out. So the condos are all different. Every single one of them. Not
we're
one
gonna
or
find
like,
some of these right, condos.
Ones you get to design it the way that you want to. So if you want to put unicorns in it, hippopotamuses,
right.
Nautical, angel, however you want to do.
That's all of her ideas.
I can be a devil or your angel. That's fucking badass. Listen, this is about to get weird. Are we going to get to see some of these fucking places like decorated by some strange Florida person?
Yeah, I'm going to move here now.
But we're not going to put them on camera.
Wait, you're going to move into this place? Can you? Are you allowed to live here?
But anyway,
I think it's just a resort.
There is.
I think you probably are allowed to live here if it's your.
Oh yeah, room. If you own it, yeah.
You think?
Well, you can own it.
Real pervert living there, like just a guy that's like, I can't leave. I don't want to ever leave.
I bought all 8 of the timeshares for this one.
It's the other pool over there, which we're going to take you to. So what we're just told is. This is where you conversate. That's where the babies are made.
Oh. Dude, you guys can't get pregnant.
Don't do that. Don't do pregnancy. That's the only thing we don't want.
And also, you can't. You guys are too old to do a baby. I think, right?
Maybe. It's all in good fun, people.
Or as Bunny says, that's where the baby's made. This is where you talk about whose babies they are.
No, what their names were.
What their names were. So basically, right. Bunny's saying the young people are over there, the old people are here. I'm saying the young people start here and get old over there. So
what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Some good riff in there. I like that.
Like, this is not, what are you talking about?
I think Tom's fucked up. I do think Tom's maybe high or something, like on weed or something.
Well, he not even think on weed. I honestly think he's high on just fucking cum in his balls and just gets him high. He gets so horny and he's just like starts feeling it, you know.
You think he's fucking all messed up right now because there's he, like off screen. There's somebody sucking him fucking.
And he walked by it earlier and he just saw someone he knew that he fucking sucked one time. Yeah. And he's just like, oh, I remember that big old juicer on that guy. And he's like,
because they said there are people off screen that they're not going to show.
Yeah.
So my guess is that he saw some fucking and he's like, why are we doing this video now? Let's just take the night off and just go suck and fuck.
Let's go fucking. Let's honestly, like, I want to soak my dick in pussy. He's just like, I want to have sex for 19 hours.
I will go back to being G-rated.
All right, go ahead.
This is the conversation pool. And this is your perfect place to really get to know people.
Right.
To understand what they're really like. If you want the real part. I'm
pissed.
Go to where the babies are made.
Tom's pissed. Tom is mad at me.
So I hear they do have good parties here. Mm-hmm. They got DJs out here. They got.
I think Rock and Ronnie shows up every now and then.
He might show up at like a special event or something. That would be like a big deal if Rock and Ronnie was there. As someone asked why they're so red, I would imagine they got involved in some type of an outdoor orgy in the summertime and forgot about the putting on sunscreen.
Great shot's perfect. Florida sun and blood pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear they have a lot of fun games. They get the party going.
Yeah. So, and you know, I know everybody would love to see what it was like during a party, but guess what? You're going to have to come find out for yourself.
Absolutely. Definitely check out their website because they have all their posters, all their events. And if you plan on coming during a busy weekend, you may want to call way in advance. Mm-hmm. So that way you can get your reservations in.
That is.
But yeah, right now it's pretty quiet because it is a Monday. Any resort is pretty quiet on a Monday.
Yes, it is.
And we are coming out here right now because
we do not know who Tom and Bunny's cameraman is. We do know that he's black, I believe. Right?
I know he's black. He's a person of color, definitely, because they made a joke reference to it.
You might have made some jokes about that.
In a past video. So that's all that we know.
Let's see if we know who it is. Hey, get out of this place. Oh, what's this?
Yeah, it's a 48-minute video.
Yeah, we gotta move through it, you know.
Let me see.
Playroom. I found a playroom.
Oh boy.
Now the spin's happening too. We're fucked. Right when we find a playroom, I have to.
What the... this is
This sucks. When
if you're asking if this counts as a flub, I didn't think so, but apparently it does. Yeah. Brian not being
going to work. It's going to work.
Brian not being able to
make the videos. Probably even before I said this, you'll see secretsfl.com.
Yeah, secretsfl.com.
Oh, do you have that? You have the right. You have it right this time, idiot.
Yeah, yeah. The last guy got real pissed at you for not having it right.
That's how all the problems started.
Oh no. Oh, my fucking internet's fucked. I'm going to make my wife get off the internet.
No, that's not. That's
say, hey, can you turn TV off?
No, don't do that. That's not what the problem is.
Hey, can you turn the TV off? You're watching another episode of 30 Rock. I need this
funny show, and it's not. That's not using up internet, and it's fine.
What the fuck is
that? Yeah, is it my? Are you using Edge? Don't tell me you're using Edge.
I'm not using Edge. I'm fucking using Google Chrome.
Okay.
But now I'm about to use Edge. This never happened when I was using Edge.
Okay.
Let me see here.
You know what you should try? You should try
using, oh, fucking damn it.
Try using Christian. A wrestler.
Are we good?
You probably don't even get it.
Put the websites along throughout the video, probably even before I said this, you'll see secretsfl.com. So remember, secretsfl.com, and it will be in our description as well. Thanks. So we're going to take you over to the playroom next, so check it out and see where we got lost last night.
Had to call for help.
We had to call for help. We couldn't find our way out.
They are filming next.
Hey everyone, we're here at the Secrets Hideaway playrooms, lifestyle playrooms, and now, one of the things is everyone wants to know about.
Wait.
This is what people watch our videos
for. Especially when you're going to an adults only resort.
My mouse over there. What is that chair? Chris, what's that chair back there?
I'm not sure.
You would know. It's.
I'm not sure, but what I have noticed is these are fake rooms again.
What do you mean by that? Oh.
They don't have the walls don't go all the way up. It's just like a big warehouse that has been like turned into that. Like, why do they? There's no ceiling. They're like movie sets. It's
okay, it weird. Is a pussy. Somebody's calling it a gyno chair. It's a pussy eating chair, Chris. I don't even need a chair to do that. I can just do it without one.
Well, yeah.
Like.
Oh.
I'm waiting for the chat to catch up.
That's a good point. You got to consider how severe the ventilation needs are.
Rivka said, spending $600 on my uncomfortable pussy eating chair. I think that's way more than $600. Somebody find out how much a pussy eating chair is.
It's a nice, not a bad playroom, though.
We'll see.
This is by far the biggest that I've seen.
It's huge.
Is that right? And he just fucking pulls it out.
Yeah. Well, people are saying like lower taxes and stuff. Like, this was a hotel, so they would have. Maybe they're taking like rooms and splitting them off.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Or if this this is like a where like a convention room was or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a big meeting room or whatever.
Somebody clipped something. I don't know what it is. I'm going to look real quick.
Oh, it's the clip of you, I think.
I didn't do anything. Nope, it's not me. So there you go. Let's go back over here.
Any of the clubs that we've toured.
Somewhere. Right, in America.
In America, yes.
Now, there's much. Just so you know, real quick, it is a little bit darker in here. We actually asked them to.
My daughter will sometimes be like, we'll be talking and I'll be like, oh, this is like one of the cooler things I've seen. She's like, oh, I saw a really cool one in France. And, you know, I've never been to France, but she has.
Yeah.
That's what feels like they're doing to me.
She's more cultured than you.
Yeah. She's like, oh, in Norway, they have a really good chicken sandwich at McDonald's. You can't get it here. You know,
and you don't even know.
She could be bullshitting
you. You don't have any clue.
It could be a dog shit chicken sandwich. And honestly, we probably have way better chicken sandwiches here than the chicken salsa in Norway, right? So
yeah, it's tough to say. It's tough to say. But yeah, that is kind of, hey, that's good though. That's what you want for yourself.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I'm a little jealous, but that's what I think they're doing too. They're like, this is like really the biggest playroom I've ever seen. And he's like, in America. I mean,
yeah, I mean, we've seen some gigantic ones in Peru, you know, like, yeah, they've been all over. They fucked all over.
Verb Abram said in Norway the pussy chairs are a light birch wood.
Turn off the TVs because we can't have YouTube and porn on our in our backgrounds or anything. And there is no music. Normally they have music in here and they have porn on the TVs and everything, so it adds a little more light, but not like bright lights like you have we have on us.
So you're gonna have a little more ambient light, a little more sexy music, so it creates the sexier vibe that you're looking for. Yeah,
dark enough for if they're ugly, it's okay. Bright enough if they're hot, you know.
Leave before the lights.
What?
Tom's a 10. It's dark enough in there that if they're ugly, he's fine with it.
And then he did the classic, you know what I'm talking about, and like not in a joking way. He was like dead serious.
And this pause too.
He's like, he really broed out. I mean, listen, I think his like sort of semi-celebrity status within the sex club community has got him with this inflated ego.
Yeah.
And as we know, he's got a big, long, thick, long. He's
good on penis. And that's probably the main thing.
The main thing is his penis is so long and he can have sex for 4 hours. So we do know that, Rivka. We know it. Because I mean, I guess maybe Bunny would lie for him, but Bunny's like corroborated it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she did say he's got a big old dick.
So now the area that we're in is actually the entrance. We didn't walk you in the entrance, but there's a door that leads in here through a hallway.
There's doors that lead
this
in the
area
hallway.
Is single men on Friday and Saturday. On Saturday can only be in this area and the dungeon that we're going to take you to next.
Oh, that's Friday cool. Night, I was worried that I would only be able to be in the one area, but I could also go in the dungeon. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to have a good time, but I can't. It's good that I can also use the dungeon.
Siegelman can go in this room and they go downstairs and get their nuts kicked in.
Yeah, don't worry. You can also go to the dungeon. Oh, good. Good.
On Mondays and Fridays, or Fridays and Wednesdays, or something like that. It was like certain days. Tom knows the whole calendar.
Yeah. He's got it up on his fridge.
Be in this area of the dungeon and be invited into the couples only area. And when the couple leaves, you must leave if you're a single male, or if you're a couple, the single male must be gone.
It's so funny, the idea of that. Like, there's like an area for couples, and like the single male, you can get in there with like a couple, but then you can't like stay around there. Like, get out of here. Like, shooing you out with the fucking broom, you know? Like, as soon as the other couple leaves, hey, what do you think you're doing, you little freak?
It is so funny how they treat the single men. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it's like it. Our favorite thing about these places. Yeah, is the so single men come in there and they're just fucking like second class citizens.
Well, and let's be honest, no disrespect, but in this type of a situation, the single man needs to be taken down a peg or two because they can get real out of control. They can get real rowdy and they can take over an establishment like that. So you got to keep them in check, definitely.
I love the idea that all of a sudden the place is all single men. They're like, get out of here, couples. Yeah, we're taking over.
All single men, that all of a sudden if you don't deal with this issue early on, you will come into your club one day into the playroom and it's just 90 single guys jacking off naked. None of them touching each other. It's a nightmare.
It's just a line of fleshlights and
they're
guys.
They're all straight. Every single one of them is horrifically straight.
Yeah. You do got to be able to kick out Jay the philosopher.
Yes.
On Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, single men can be anywhere they want. So I just want to point that out real
that's
quick.
That's when I'm going.
And, and because single men do stay here too.
Yes.
You're not single.
I would be opposed to going to a sex club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no shit.
That's not like really my wife's scene either.
Yeah, yeah.
Not my scene. Don't cut around that in some way and make it sound like I was saying.
Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. That's when Brian will be going.
Okay. Yeah, I would go that night if I was a single guy.
So, but that's the burning question couples always ask. So yes. If you want a certain day to come, well, there's your certain dates.
Mm-hmm. What day?
So they do have several play areas here. Oh, they have a dino table. They have several couches. And from what I understand, this area can get a little...
That's where the problems always
go. Oh, three mattresses on the floor?
Always on the floor.
Wait a second. We come into your home and this is what you give us? Three mattresses on the floor?
I don't know why they don't. Bed frames are so cheap. They're
so cheap. It's the mattresses are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess you'd have to buy box springs.
Maybe they are on a little, maybe there is one there.
I don't know. I think you got to buy box springs.
Conversationalist.
It's kind of like your social area before you actually go in
with play. So if we did our video on playroom etiquette. It kind of doesn't apply to this area or the dungeon.
It does apply to the dungeon, but we'll get into that.
Okay. So Spenny knows more about that.
Whoa, hang on, Tom. You don't know the rules.
Hates the rules. The rules piss him off. And by the way, he's like the king of sex toms. So. He probably doesn't follow the rules. He doesn't have to.
In a sex club, you got to follow the rules. You got to know, like, what applies to which area. Yeah. Tom's in the dungeon running amok, and Bunny's just, like, going in there trying to, you know, keep him leashed. Literally, she got a leash on him, trying to pull him back. Like a big rowdy dog with a big,
yeah,
big red hard dog cock on him.
He's the freak. But, the nightclub is so loud that we are understanding that people will come in here to actually get a little more knowledge. Like, hey,
what's your name?
Who'd you vote for in the last election? What's your favorite band? Do you think Boston should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That sort of thing.
Yeah, normal chat.
Just quick chat with each other.
What's your name?
Oh, something happened because she said what's your name and now they're both like
yeah, like they had an incident. Yeah. Like Tom just like fucking gacked the fuck out, like coming up like what's your name, like freaked some girl out or something. Yeah. And she pressed charges, so that's what they're laughing about.
Dirk said I got in trouble for having heels on the sex chair.
Oh yeah, that's not want to do. No, that. No, you gotta keep your stilettos off the chair.
Something like that. So anyway, we're gonna take you into the dungeon now because this area really isn't that big. There's like six beds, so.
Right, but it is a great place, like you said, to wind down from the nightclub and to get to know each other or to actually meet somebody before you go in the back.
Correct.
Let's get to the.
All right, so let's go on into the dungeon.
All right.
Okay, sure, Tom. No problem.
So let's go.
Now, this dungeon is actually one of the bigger ones. Now, we were told you're going to say what kind of dungeon it is.
Right, right.
So that way there's no misconstruing.
Because there are...
Misconstruing?
We don't want any misconstruing, okay?
Misconstruing.
This is a fucking big dungeon, dude. They don't have the toilet. I always want to see that toilet table that I talked about on Guys.
Where you... Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but I know the one you're talking about.
But wouldn't it? I've never seen it since that time.
Because you can't have it in a place like this.
Why can't you have it?
I need smells, man.
I don't think shit is the worst smell at the
same. No, it is, dude.
Maybe it is usually the worst smell
everywhere. It's the worst smell everywhere, and if it's inside of a thing with it, it's not good, man.
There has to be
everything.
There's got to be a toilet room.
Yeah, there's probably a clog for it. Like, maybe. I don't know, but you can, yeah, Rivka. Yeah, you can piss in this room, I think, just wherever you want. This is a classy establishment. You're right, Robin. You can't just be dookieing in here. You got to go poot out in the toilet area, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think there's probably maybe it's like the etiquette is to go into the bathroom if you're going to poop on each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's fine to do it in there.
I don't know. It's got
to push it into the drain with your toes after it's done, just in the shower.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Many, many facets of the BDSM community.
Yes.
So this is what you want to refer to as a lifestyle erotic type dungeon. Okay. So you're not going to have any hardcore BDSM in here. This is a lot of more sensory play. You can do your BDSM however you like, but like I said, there nothing hardcore, more erotic.
So if you're strictly only into BDSM and nothing else, this may or may not be your place, because
okay,
you got to understand, you're going to see other people doing stuff that you may not agree with.
Right. Now, just like any other dungeon, they're going to ask you to keep your conversations down.
Whisper voices.
Whisper voices. Yes, whisper you can communicate back and forth, and people will come up and talk to you.
They haven't said headphones. Right.
But if you want to talk about that football game,
mad. She is not. He is too. He's being ornery, and Bunny is not putting up.
It's almost like they were meant to have sex, and like he was meant to drain. He was meant to drain ball before this, and he forgot. He never drained ball, and now he's like got too much energy.
He's crazy. She's like, come on, Tom.
He's fucked at the moment. Yeah, you know? He's too full. He's too full. Get hard, stay hard. And they know.
Just go in the bathroom and fucking jack it off real quick. Or even just turn the camera off. Have a camera guy do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, Brian. Yeah, he'll just do that really quickly. It takes him fucking 9 hours to jack off.
He ejected before this. His video was only supposed to be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, literally go all the way outside.
So you're going to keep it down. You're going to keep it sexual, sensual. Because if you understand, if you've ever been in the BDSM world, it's all about play action, scene action, being, you know, sensory, being in your head.
Bunny likes that stuff.
So that's what they ask when you come in here. Now, they do have dungeon masters that do work in here.
Yep.
Oh.
So if you
and teach.
And teach. So if you have questions or...
I don't enjoy it.
Brian, I know you've been talking. I've been talking about getting back to school. This might be a fun little degree to get. Become a dungeon master.
This is not a rock star new card smell. This is liquid death. Rest in peach.
I'm just going to run and I got to go run and grab my phone very quickly. I'll be back in 1 second, okay?
It's rest in peach. It's peach tea. It's really good. I'm not trying to be a funny liquid death guy or anything. It's just, I really like the peach tea. It's very fucking good. You know, so yeah, I know new card smell. I would love getting $1 billion a year from the canned water company, but they hate me. Concrete was doing it because Bubba was trying to get Concrete to hook him up last year on Shocktober. If you guys remember.
We got Milo. We got a Milo sighting.
Hi, Milo. I went to a dog show this weekend.
Oh, really? Did you have to take a shit?
Well, but it wasn't the only reason I was at the convention center. There was a dog show going on there, too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, guys. There's a dance. If you can find it at the Columbus Convention Center, there is a dance convention. I was kind of walking through there today, and the names on it were so... They have these cardboard cutouts of people that are like dancers, and the names are just like that old... It's crazy, the name. So if you look it up, I don't know.
Bunny enjoys it. I personally don't. So I
didn't know Bubba sold his F-350 and got a Crown Vic. That's pretty sad that he had to do it.
Pooch. His dually?
Yep. Had to sell
it. Sold his fucking dually? He's got a singly now?
He's broke as fuck.
That's fucking really sad.
I would turn Bunny over to a dungeon master or mistress and let them... I mean, they're not getting off. Well, they might. I don't know. I don't know what's in their head. But they're professional.
He's
I
fucked,
do know that.
Man.
But they're going to make sure the participant has a great time.
Right.
Me, cool. My great time is watching her have
and
a
if,
good time.
And if it's
always watching with this guy, it is always.
Yeah, he's a big voyeur. Big voyeur.
Always watching. He's like, I don't need this shit.
He's like, I don't even need to. Yeah, I don't even need to get touched.
Nobody likes watching like Tom.
Something that you want to start getting into, then it's a perfect place to come in here, and they will teach you how to vlog, and all that other good stuff.
Well,
so, yes.
show the people around.
Show the people around. I'm not that hardcore into it.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh,
you are,
shit! This is like I've never. They're kind of fighting.
Yeah, they're not. They're not getting along. It's a real
this
wild
is
one.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
So this is your cage, yes, and they do. I was informed that they do have
affirmed.
This motherfucker is making fun of her.
Oh my god!
This motherfucker is making fun of her for messing up. He said the wrong word 47 times.
But the difference is, he doesn't even know he's saying the wrong word because that's like how he always says it and has his entire life, and no one's corrected him ever.
Diller Dime 39 said, not into weird stuff, just destroying 20 condoms in one setting.
Yeah.
Armed, that they do have handcuffs, so you can be handcuffed up there, blindfolded, and they've got nice headset here. So this is more like for a sensory, you know, that's what I would call a sensory deprivation. So everything's tuned out. You don't know who's around you, who's talking to you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
But it's all in a trusting on who your dominant is, too.
Right, because you don't want to be in there, have blindfolded deals, have hands all of you, and have someone go boop.
No booping. No booping here.
That's for Dave. We'll put Dave in here.
Hush.
Dave, the camera guy. We'll put Dave in there. She's like, hush, Tom. Fucking calm down a little bit. You're fucking too horned up in here.
You're too horned up, and also you should not be. Yeah, Dave is the cameraman that we mentioned before, who I believe is a black guy, and he's saying, we should put Dave in here. And Bunny's like, shut up.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like, I don't think he even realizes what he's saying. Well,
you're wandering.
He's actually wandering, but that's actually fucked, man. The way he's like walking around and stuff, he's like so red, like
he's mad, and like kind of has a weird energy about him now that I've never seen.
Yeah,
he's almost kind of throwing a tantrum a little bit. The way he was like walking there and like, fuck this.
He turned more red. Yeah.
Yeah, and there it seems like in this back here. There's some kind of plastic on the floor. So that's just something I'm noticing.
That's good.
Around, you can see the different furniture that they have. They even have massage tables. They've got the cross.
What else?
So, yes, it's a nice
little. They need the massage table with two holes.
Yeah. You would think of that.
I would, because I have the thing for the other hole.
Of course you do. So yes, it's a nice little dungeon, and I love the fact that they actually have dungeon masters in here on the weekends. That's a major plus.
Yes. Well, they got three massage. Oh, they got two massage tables. Four.
Tom.
Yeah, four massage tables.
Tom, chill.
And a chair massage.
They don't have to be just massage tables.
Well, I know they're gonna do more BDSM stuff, not your traditional massage, but.
But they, it does appear that they have other things that you can check out. And then you check it back in.
Michael, have you been
I'm
in
not
here
checking
before?
Anything out, like,
yeah,
library.
I've done a couple of photo shoots in here.
Okay, do they have a DJ in here? Because I see a DJ. All right, what's
it used to be a DJ booth. This used to actually be a sports
bar.
Wait,
who's talking?
Okay, so
now that's someone named Michael?
Yeah, there's another guy.
There's Dave and Michael?
Well, at least it's not Tom.
But those are like the most regular names. What,
sex
do you got,
Michael?
John?
It's a sex Michael.
I'm looking around going, this looks like it used to be a dance club.
But the music in here is different than it will be in the regular playroom.
What's
this? More bassier, more
correct.
Heart pounding.
The music that will fit the
vibe.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so let's take you out of here.
Okay.
We got some lockers over here.
Okay.
And they also do have porn in here.
Oh, good.
You always have to have the porn. Yeah, but wouldn't, keep it going.
Wouldn't it be like more BDSM porn?
It is more BDSM type porn.
Okay, all right. So now here, there is an attendant
okay,
here.
Okay, now we're in a bad
Oh, place. That's one of the dungeon masked mistresses right there. That's okay. Debbie. And she was the one that graciously turned on all of our lights and helped me kind of straighten up in here. So that way, because they don't get this ready until later on. Right. So to get the video done. So
Tom straightened up in there. Tom was in there with a dominatrix straightening up.
Attendant stays here from the time they're open till the time they're closed. They never leave. But then they have other attendants to help everyone else change
Tom,
sheets.
Are you okay?
And now he's explaining what attendants do.
He just looks red enough that, like, look at him compared to the red door that's behind him. I mean, he is the same color as that door.
That's blood pressure, baby.
This guy might be in trouble.
He's in worse shape than me. What's this room?
Shower?
Ew.
But
this one actually will fall back into your plate etiquette.
We just wanted to come into this room so we could really get the good sound. It's because we noticed the sound was really good.
Here's another playroom.
Wait, let's go. No. Go back to the. I want to hear more about the shower area.
Okay.
It's interesting to me.
You heard the echo?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I do hear it.
Yep,
I don't understand. Have you ever wanted to take a shower with 7 or 10 of your closest friends?
You can.
Here you go. Now, the lights aren't this bright. They actually did turn them up for us. Thanks. So that way you can see this. And I'm sorry about the echo, but live with it. But
this one actually will fall back into your flight etiquette. Because if you're out on that dance floor and you're dancing all night and you want to go back to the playrooms, just run through the shower real quick.
Yep. We're going to take you out of here real quick so we get rid of the echo. We'll take you back over here and we'll finish that statement. So with the whole playroom etiquette and the showering and everything, what buddy was...
Sex in the City. Right above the door, it just says Sex in the City.
The saying was, when you're on that dance floor and you're sweating, or you're outside and you're sweating, or even walking all the way over here from a room and it's humid out and you're sweating... The shower is a great way to get rid of the sweat.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a fucking shower. Like, what do you... Yeah, you clean up. You wash yourself off.
Here we go, Chris.
I know how a fucking... I know what a shower is for, you stupid fucking he did just red like, fucker.
Here we go.
So, sex on the beach.
Okay.
So on this one, it's more of a cruise ship.
Oh.
They're in fucking Florida, and this is Sex on the Beach playroom.
Oh my God, man. I forgot that it's just individuals own these things, and they just decorate them the way they want. That completely... slipped my mind.
Yes. Definitely very beachy.
Hey, you got the chair for the cuckold to watch.
Oh, the cuck chair. They got a cuck chair in this room.
Okay, Tom enjoys that, eh?
Yeah.
His wife. So a little bit of voyeurism over here. Are the guys
this is the worst playroom? This is the worst playroom I've seen now. Now we are in worst playrooms I've ever seen territory here.
That chair
is so small, dude.
That chair is noticeably dirty. That chair has a big stain. Look beside her shadow. I see that's not a stain on the right. That's Bunny's shadow. But to beside that, there's two big stains like coffee or Coca-Cola.
A little while. What's it? Rejuvenate. Needs a little what that.
But over here, last night, Tom and I.
What is that room?
Just a bunch of beds pushed together. That is a scary spot.
The glory hole. Wait, wrong side. You gotta go that side.
Oh, they're gonna do the thing.
Why don't I even want to go? I love this bit. So, the nice thing about this is they got a mirror here. So.
Hello.
This is Tom's favorite bit of all of them.
Because I am so good looking, I can watch myself while she does her thing. But she could see through and see me clear as a bell.
And trust me, last night we were over there looking in, trying to see if
I cannot,
see me.
When all the lights are dimmed down, she and could see light, me, I couldn't see
and
her.
And this is like a little disco light.
Cool. I was wondering how to turn that on earlier.
They got one of those nice LED lights. So that's nice. Yeah, there's not a lot of room back in that area. Let's see if we can see one more room here. Okay.
Just to attend the button over here. So this actually ends the playroom tour because we're going to walk back through the shower at this point and then walk out. So this is pretty awesome.
It is. It is. It's really big. It's very roomy. And what's nice is it's very cool.
It like, is very cool. It's not hot. It's
big.
It's not.
And even if it, like, why, you, that's not cool. Like, that's not like, like, you don't need. Oh, there's Ariel. You don't need space.
No, not really. Here, let's check out here. Let's see if we can find something else here real quick. Let's check into this. I wanted to watch some of this with you. We got a few more minutes here, right? What time is it?
Oh, we got some more time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody sent me this and I thought that I wanted to watch it with you because I think that, it's an interesting thing. I haven't been paying much attention to this guy recently, but are you into Jim Brewer?
Yeah, he's one of the titans of I seen him on Steven Crowder's Titans of Comedy thing with Nick DiPaolo and Brian Callen.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. Oh my god. So he looks worse than the last time I saw him. I'm gonna tell you all that. Oh, there aren't any Ron and Fez clips to watch, though. They're all audio, right? Because yeah, I would watch Ron and Fez clips.
They don't do video stuff, really.
This is a great setup, everybody. Jim Brewer looks fucking terrible. And listen to, here's his guest.
And you saw him. You saw him put his special out and all that. And I'm super stoked to have him here. Please welcome Mr. Rob Schneider. That was a very long intro. I apologize.
What?
That was nice.
Couple of fellas. Somebody sent me this a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I'm going to save that because Jim Brewer is insane and Rob Schneider's insane. So having them both, and yes, Rob does look like he got stung by a bee, but Jim Brewer's setup is honestly, like, I have to say that my setup's not, like, great, but it's significantly better than Jim Brewer's setup, I think.
He doesn't look good, his setup.
No.
It looks really so bad the way it's all framed up and the way it has like that little Rumble logo, like it just doesn't look good.
And it's like an actual Rumble logo, you know what I mean?
It's like aesthetically, it looks very bad.
Yeah, it's not a video, it's not a graphic on the video, it is a thing that says Rumble that's sitting in front of them, and this is pathetic. And also, I've never seen somebody display this in their video, their YouTube however many views thing in the background. Like, the decorations in Jim Brewer's room are not good.
They're sad. They're really pathetic.
Really hard to look at, because also the camera's so close that he put a picture behind him.
Yeah.
You can't see any of it.
But the picture's way too small. Like, the picture is like way too small. Like, he's like, hey, can I get a picture? It's like 8x10 to put up behind me. It's like a barn. Like, maybe it's a piece of art. You can't even see. You can't even see because it's so small.
My setup is not great, but
Mine's going to be good. Mine's going to be good, Bri, because when I make the big move, I'm going to have a nice, the office area, I'm going to have a whole thing in behind now, like a whole lighted, you know, it's going to look really sick, like a real streamer. You guys just wait.
You guys could also, you could get some Legos behind you.
All the people who fucking doubted me, who talk shit, all the haters, you just wait till you see my fucking setup. I'm not putting Legos up.
Is maybe that when I have board behind me on the floor because I don't have anywhere else to put.
Maybe when my baby becomes like, you know.
Well, kids can't understand how to play Legos. God. Silly.
Let me turn the light on here. First of all, I just want to say that never happened. You can't prove it. I don't want the pharmaceutical industry coming after me. I think that's you imagined it, and then I don't think it really happened, Jim.
Well, these guys are killing it already. I'm laughing.
We're entertainers. We read scripts all the time, Rob. You know that. Where are you?
Wait a second. Like ones you write? Because people aren't sending them to you anymore.
You haven't been
like Rob Schneider literally had to make his own series, entirely funded himself because nobody was sending him anything except Adam Sandler as a goof.
It's so good that this is Goat Boy and fucking you can do it.
Goat Boy. Yeah. This guy's a Goat Boy, man. I will say this. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Because I'm not I don't like to bullshit. Jim Brewer was funny. No, Jim Brewer was like a funny guy at some point. Like he could make me laugh, you know, even like telling a story or whatever. He could make me laugh at some point.
I'm so mean. And I will not say he was ever good. Opie and Anthony, the some of the stuff he would do on there was good.
Yeah, I think he was a funny guy. Listen, I've met him in real life too, and I've seen him. I'm just remembering this now. This is not even a joke. I met him and on the same show that of Louis C.K. as well, at Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. And so I did a show and saw him perform like live, and he did kill. He was still like funny then. It was many years ago. And he was like, he's funny. There's no doubt about it. Something's broken in his head now, but like, he's not one of these guys who was never funny to me, like true. In my opinion.
I'll let you have that. I mean, I think he wasn't, but.
I got little kids. And take them to school, and then I'm trying to write. But I will tell you, I really felt for you because you were just being a man and saying what you thought. But there are things, and like Noam Chomsky talks about it, and he's like, you can't say you are a complete right winger if you quote Noam Chomsky. But he says Americans are allowed to discuss.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and
wow. Hey, really funny stuff, fellas. Way to bring the laughs, way to bring the humor and the comedy. You can do it. Just do the fucking you can do it. But just make goat noises. Like seriously, make fucking goat noises and scream you can do it, and that's like better than what that is.
All right. Well, all right, here we go. I got something for everybody that everybody likes. We started with them
making copies. Yeah, that's right. Making copies. And like imagine
if you told me you thought Rob Schneider used to be funny, I would say he was goated when he did making copies.
Well, no. Brewer was a goated one. No, he was one who was. No, he was. Come on, what are you talking about? He was goated as hell every week. He's doing the guy. Hey, Comrade Chingus, subscribing with Prime. Listen, I grew up when he was on SNL, so I did like him on that, but he didn't write that stuff, you know.
All right, here we go. We haven't checked any of this out recently. Let's do Opie for a little bit and get out of here.
Opie.
I took my night medicine already because I don't know. I just did.
F the mainstream media, those fear mongers. Oh, they're in a back room somewhere, rubbing their hands, drinking champagne, high-fiving, coo, 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 coo.
Coo, 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 coo.
You know that
coo.
Baby thing that we started talking about a couple days ago? The ratings went through the roof. Does anyone want champagne? Does anyone want champagne?
What is he talking about? Listen, what? We know this.
Yeah.
We know the stuff you're saying.
Yeah. Well,
like,
he's
you're not saying it.
2000.
You're not like finishing that thought, but we know like the kind of general idea. It's kind of like it's been tossed around. You're not doing anything about it. Yeah. People in the chat are rightfully commenting on how he looks very bad.
Oh, God. He couldn't look worse. He could not absolutely look worse. Here he goes.
Poo, poo, poo. High fives for everybody. The ratings. Keep it coming.
Fear mongering.
Thanks, Hope.
Oh, they love it. And then they got crocodile tears. Some of these people are on.
Did you see?
Oh, they love it.
Did you see the Bill Maher quote that I posted yesterday that he said?
Not only did I see it, I actually put it into Bill Maher is one of the co-hosts of NEAS, and I had the AI version say a version of it on the episode coming out tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Bill Maher and Mike Huckabee are hosting together tomorrow.
Man.
On the TV crying. They're probably getting poked in the eyes when they're off camera. We need tears. Your tears gave us more ratings. Poo, poo, poo. High fives for everybody. Champagne.
I hate this guy so much. Holy.
Wants to go out for sushi tonight. We're kicking ass with our war coverage.
Somebody asked what?
You know what it is? It's like there's a million people like him that are just like annoying like this. Do you know what I mean? Like they're just annoying and like self-satisfied or whatever. Or like, you know, but he was on this radio show that through no fault of his own became extremely popular and filled him with this like sense of like self that is like so much higher than regular people. So he feels like he should be broadcasting these very just simple thoughts that every dumb guy has thought of a million times.
He also met a lot of people who work for the news. You know what I mean? So like he met a lot of these guys that work for Fox News and CNN and stuff, and he knew them. And I think his real thing is like, I know what's going on back there because I met those people and I was in the media.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked what Bill Maher said. He says social media isn't so social.
It's antisocial. It's
antisocial. Like that, a man that made a, I mean, you know.
He still has a show.
He does. On HBO. I'm listening to the oral history of HBO. And I listen to him a little bit.
Screw. They could all go screw. The culture of fear is a real, real issue in the entire world.
Thanks, O.
Don't think your local news. Hey, you know, we're your fam. No, they're not your family.
Thank you. Actually, that was the part I needed to hear. They're not my family.
Yeah, this is one of the worst. He's really just like trying to ramp it up. He's really like going for it, you know.
Look at Tony Khan's Twitter behavior. I will not be watching that. I think he's have great Twitter behavior. We'll watch one more here. What do we got here? What do we got? What's Ope doing? Seven. Oh no, we're not doing. Oh.
No, but go to Ron. Go to Ron. That's that guy we were talking about.
Yeah, I hate him.
I made it. Come over here. Come on in.
Bill Maher and Tommy Lee. You see that next to
him? No. Oh, that just went up 2 hours ago. Imagine they're going to talk so much about having sex.
Yeah.
So good to see you.
Good to see you. All right, so we got to explain. So me and Carl were doing Facebook Lives. Where were you working? Are you still there?
It was at Pete's Tavern.
Yeah,
we saw this part. We watched this part.
All right, we'll move forward here because this guy's the worst.
Oh, he's gone now. They booted him already.
All the authorities will evict the squad.
I can call my uncle, Moshe Sapochnik. Oh, no, he's dead.
Don't call him.
Like
the voicemail. What the heck? How are you alive, Ron?
Yeah, I shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be alive, right?
Oh, I hate this guy.
No, oh. I really shouldn't.
Are we counting the 7 seconds?
Yeah, that's a long time, actually.
Yeah, that's a long time, Ron. You're a rookie.
Okay,
man.
Burger Krang. You can make fun of me for watching behind the scenes of the Dark Knight trilogy. Fine. And I knew that people would see the things that I've been watching lately. And goof on them when I showed you my thing. Yes, I watched Batman behind the scenes of the Dark Knight trilogy a couple nights ago when I was trying to fall asleep. Very mean of you to bring that up, though. Very mean. Very mean. All right. I am going to watch this.
Scared of death, man. No, I'm not scared of death. You know, we lived, we didn't live. We were just nothing for billions of years before you came around. And then we'll just be nothing for billions of years after this. Cheers on that. Oh, okay. So you fight over your Biden and Trump. I'm going to try to, like, enjoy every single day on this dumb planet. Yes. And then hope with just this little hope that everybody was wrong and there's something amazing on the other side. I got that in my brain too. Just a tiny little hope that they got it all wrong. Yeah, but I really know what happens when you die. No one knows what happens when we die.
Oh, God,
they got some good ideas.
But all right. Well, we will see you. What do we got on guys this week? Oh, foodies. Chris.
Oh, we got foodie guys
with Branson.
Yeah,
very funny episode. Found a real freak from Columbus, Ohio this time.
Oh yeah, this is a fun one. We love Branson, of course, from E1. Check that episode out. Then this week we have Bob and Tom coming out on Shocktober as well.
Man, these two episodes that are coming with Brand, they're totally fucking different. And next week is Rockabilly with me and Brace and Chris, and that episode is fucking insane. It is so different from any other episode of guys, and it's very fucking fun. But these two episodes are great. Now we're doing Halloween guys.
Yeah, we're doing Halloween guys with Nick Lutzko, famous Halloween musician. He will be coming on. We have not recorded that yet, but that is confirmed. We'll be recording that for our Halloween episode.
And it's funny because, like, you know what it reminded me of, Chris? That I should get some videos of or something is Christmas guys, which we'll do right around Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We should do it around Christmas.
Well, no, we should do it around Thanksgiving. No, I'm kidding. We're going to do it. What day is Christmas?
December 25th.
Oh, I fucking know what day.
All right, guys. See you later. Thanks for watching.
It will be the day after. Okay, we'll figure that out. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Didn't rate anybody, but
oh, you can still do it in the chat.
Out of sorts. Who can I raid?
H_DUBB.
Where's the underscore?
I don't know. Or you could raid Libby as well.
Underscore. Is that the underscore? Oh, DUBB. DUBB. All right. Yeah. Please, Lord.
Oh, you didn't do it. You didn't do the backslash raid.
Backslash raid. Libtron.
Now you have to raid the same one. Everyone saw that raid, so you have to raid H stuff. Otherwise, it looks like H underscore.
I can't find the underscore again. Underscore. I can't believe I can't find the underscore. Okay, it's fine. It's intended for mature audiences. So is this one. We watch Swingers Club.
Yeah, of course.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Make sure to press. Wait. Are we still going? Are we still live?
We're live. All right. We'll see y'all next week. I can't get this fucking thing up here. All right. I'm going to stop this. I can't get OBS to come up. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We are live too, of course.
All right. Sweet. They were just talking about me on their stream.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Like before we even read. All right. Cool. All right. I'll talk to you. We'll figure out Tuesday, but I'll talk to you Tuesday.
All right, man. Later. Right,
bye. I can leave, right? It says still recording, but it doesn't matter, right?